Welcome to this Fraunhofer podcast, Listen to the Future. Today, tobacco plants with eternal lives. Tobacco plants bloom when they are only a few months old, and then they die. Researchers have found a genetic switch enabling the plants to remain young for years, and in addition, to grow unlimited.
We're standing here in our experimental botanical facility where we simulate long days, meaning 16 hours of daylight and 8 hours of darkness. There are various light sources set up here that are designed to simulate natural daylight. Our plants are placed here in preserving jars containing a nutrient medium that provides them with optimum growing conditions.
Lena Harich, a scientist at the Fraunhofer Institute for Molecular Biology and Applied Ecology, shows us the green tobacco plants that are no taller than about an inch. They grow in the canning jars here in the temperate greenhouse at the University of Münster until they are large enough for the other greenhouse, where they will grow and grow and grow. Unlimited growth? Yes, that is the work of Lena Harich and her colleagues. They have developed a tobacco plant that never stops growing.
A wild-type tobacco plant such as this grows for about 3 to 4 months in a greenhouse, then blossoms, while attaining a height at that time of around 3 to 6 feet. By contrast, our plants grow purely vegetatively, meaning they do not form flowers, thereby reaching heights of over 20 feet. However, they are limited to that because our greenhouse is only this high. We have to prune them back regularly.
The scientists would like to know how high a tobacco plant can actually grow. Thus far, however, they have been unable to detect any growth limit of the plants. And the larger the plants become, the greater their yield, says Gundula Noll from the Institute of Plant Biology and Biotechnology at the University of Münster, Germany.
Of course, you might be able to utilize these tobacco plants to manufacture particular substances. Antibodies, for example, can be used to produce malaria vaccines. You can also utilize the straight biomass to manufacture biodiesel or related products.
And does the tobacco industry also use these turbo tobacco plants?
I think the varieties of plants bred by the tobacco industry have already been optimized by them. I doubt we need to get involved there.
The scientists are investigating two kinds of tobacco plants that do not stop growing. They discovered one by chance, which they named Forever Young. The special thing about this variety is that it blossoms during shorter days, like the ones in winter. The scientists don't know yet why this happens. The other variety of tobacco plant has already been thoroughly investigated. Scientists know why it continues to grow. They have manipulated the gene named flowering locus T, or FT for short, that is responsible for flowering. Every plant has at least one such FT gene that switches on the production of flowers.
Tobacco plants, in contrast, have two FTs. One of them is responsible for switching on flowering, while the other is responsible for inhibiting the flowers. As soon as we permit the plants to make a lot of these inhibiting FT genes, they simply do not blossom, but produce a great amount of biomass.
As Fraunhofer scientist Lena Harich explains, to summarize, if the plants are altered so that they produce a lot of FT to prevent flowering, they continue to grow. The researchers now want to combine the beneficial properties of these two tobacco plants. If the flowering switch in the Forever Young plants could be introduced into FT plants, scientists could intentionally switch on flowering and obtain seeds for breeding. Harich and Noll have already been able to transfer the growth effect to other plants, namely potatoes. Flowering of potato plants is counterproductive to the desired product, the tubers.
What happens presently in the fields of potato plants when they flower is that they are sprayed in order to destroy the blossoms. We hope that we can prevent flowering of the plants so that they invest more energy in their own biomass, meaning their tubers.
Genetically modified tobacco, or even genetically modified potatoes on your plate? People's reservations about this remain as strong as ever. Gundula Noll believes that there could be a viable variant developed through conventional breeding techniques with the properties that were obtained through genetic engineering in the laboratory.
The breeders simply have to try to repeat what we have shown them in the lab. Then we might see these plants in the field someday.